Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem. Chapter 43. Bartholomew, a sun that suspends the waters. Scriptures. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him. He saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. John 1, verses 45 to 51. Now these are the names of the 12 apostles, special messengers. First Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James, son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, brackets Nathanael, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Judas, not Judas Iscariot. Matthew 10, verses 2 and 3, Amplified Version. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath rehearsed how first God visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After these things I will return, and I will build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men may seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who maketh these things known from old. Acts 15, verses 13 to 18. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93, verses 1 to 5. End Scriptures. Vision. Then the angel which supported me under my right arm carried me high and apart unto a place wherein I could behold the heavens and the earth together in a moment of time. I beheld from the side of the scene in the heavens, which was much different than before. As I beheld this, I saw once again the paved work, and a fire which enfolded in upon itself, and billowed in waves of great heat, engulfing all things around it. In the midst of the fire, and established forever, was a throne set, and one that sat upon the throne, even the Ancient of Days. Above the throne I beheld once again the terrible crystal. In the previous time I saw that this crystal was blasted against by the pillar of fire from above the head of the Lord, but this time it was much different. This time I beheld waters, many waters, above and below the firmament. Above the firmament, the waters were layered in peaceful measures. Below the firmament, out toward the outer expanses of the terrible crystal, which was as a firmament, the waters were peaceful. But as the waters closed in towards the area above the throne, they swirled in mass and boiled from the heat that rose from he who sat upon the throne. The waters boiled and steamed due to the heat. At the same time, I could see the earth with waters above the atmosphere and below the firmament of land. Again, the waters below the firmament of land boiled due to the heat that was in the earth. End vision. Note: I believe that this terrible crystal I have seen is a representation of Christ and his body. It is not that they are above he who sits upon the throne, but that Christ and his body is now the mind and thoughts of he who sits upon the throne. For nothing is above the throne of the Lord, but the mind of the Lord is over all, and is represented by this which I saw to be the Christ of God. It is important to note that Ezekiel saw the throne on this crystal. However, I see the throne set below it. Not that they contradict each other, but that the Lord is revealing that the tabernacle of God is with men, that the atonement has been made, and man has free access to request the Lord to come before his throne. Also, that the Lord is now able to come from the height of his glory unto us who dwell upon the earth. End note. End vision. We read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. I would like to show you that there is actually another, more nobler fruit that is most necessary for the overcomer. What I tell you is not out of context of Scripture at all, but is founded upon true desire and a longing to awake fully in the image of Christ. There is, as it were, a tenth fruit, and it is called humility. Do not say that this is adding to the Scriptures, rather than to think that. Recall in your past when you were caught up in religious ambition. You lacked true humility, for religious ambition is opposite of true humility. Think also of the time of your life wherein you were caught up in going your own way. There is no humility in that either, for one going their own way needs an element of self-esteem and pride and ego to carry out their own agendas. Think also of a time, perhaps, when you were deceived. During that deception, you may have had what you thought was real humility, but it was not. It was a ruse, a false humility. I say unto you that there is a true humility, and there is the same humility that was the very character and person of Jesus. In fact, if Jesus did not have this true humility, he never would have been able to bear the cross and to die upon it. His passion would not have happened, and his suffering would not have been worth anything. But because he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, and because he did that in pure humility, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. There is for the overcomer a need for humility to carry them in an even greater measure than it has been up to this point of time. Humility cannot be mustered up or turned on like a switch any more than one can muster up or turn on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Humility begins this way. that you make a decision in your natural thinking and in the motivation of your mind because of your love for the Lord. For humility is a decision you make. Again, humility is a decision you make. You decide to humble yourself. That's your choice. Now, this decision you do begins in your natural mind and thinking and your desire to come close to the Lord. As you humble yourself in your mind, you will begin to come into spirit, and your walk will begin to become a spiritual walk. The humility that is needed to come before the throne of His Majesty and to become one with the body of Christ now appears in you, in the person of Christ in you. His true humility through suffering and enduring tribulation and passion now works through you as you replace your natural thought with His thought. When you walk by the Spirit, when you make this choice to be humble, Christ will arise in you and be seen in you. When you make this choice to put down all rule and authority in your natural thinking, bringing every thought unto the perfect obedience of Christ, He will emerge and will destroy in you the perdition found in your natural thinking. Do you wish to walk in the Spirit? Then first humble yourself in your thinking, in your mind, and in contriteness, come before the Lord as an empty vessel. He will do the rest. This fruit I call humility is not listed with the 9 fruits of Galatians chapter 5, but in a way it is the manifestation of Jesus in you. For the fruit of the Spirit is the manifestation of the Lord in you, is it not? The avenue for overcoming all things and for being found prepared for His appearing is by fruit and by humility. For it is that same humility which will enable you to bear your tribulations right to the time of the end of your life on the earth, or of the coming of Jesus when He comes to manifest the sons and daughters of God. Do you want Jesus to be seen in you? Do you want to display His utter holiness? Then humble yourself. Bartholomew's name meant a son who suspends the waters. Although there is no historical evidence of this, I do believe that Bartholomew and Nathanael were the very same person. It was to Nathanael that Philip came and said, "We have found Him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael, brackets Bartholomew, stated, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael, brackets Bartholomew, stood under the fig tree, wrestling within himself, waiting for the coming of the Messiah. All the promises were in place. All the prophecies about His appearing had been brought forward. John the Baptist heralded His soon appearing, and Bartholomew wrestled in prayer to see this come to pass. Like Jacob, who wrestled alone with God in prayer under a fig tree, but unlike that cunning supplanter, Bartholomew was an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Dear overcomer, hear this well. You have need to be most humble when you hear this truth. God, in His sovereignty, has chosen a small pool of water in which to establish His name. For the Lord has chosen a small company, a troop, a little portion to bear His unlimited fullness. Through the small smattering of humanity, this little small bunch of those set aside on the earth, the Lord will appear in unlimited glory. Bartholomew represents the suspension of waters. There are different waters, waters above and below firmaments, waters above and below understanding. Let me read that again. Waters and above and below firmaments, above and below understanding. Waters that represent time frames or groups of people or nations. But the water that is held in suspense that Bartholomew saw were the waters that Jesus was a part of. For Jesus was the first overcomer. He first portrayed perfect humility, which got him all the way through doing the will of his Father. This same Jesus, whom God raised from the dead after his passion, is the same Jesus who, with the rest of the humble overcomers, forms the living waters by which God does perform his full will in the earth. Nathanael, brackets Bartholomew, had pure hope for the coming of Christ. When he heard by Philip that this was the Christ, his anticipation accelerated, and he responded in pure desire for this to truly be. So it is for those in this hour who long for the coming of the Lord, that he would come and glorify his own and hold them as vessels bearing the full weight of the glory of God, which glory is infinite. So then, this disciple, when meeting Jesus for the first time, knew that this was indeed the Lord manifested in a body of flesh and blood. For Jesus explains that he heard his prayer and desire as he was under the fig tree. When thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Hence, the next revelation, that it is by Jesus that the full joining of heavens and the earth will be accomplished, as Jesus is the ladder between the two. Whether you like this or not, it is still truth that God has handpicked and chosen but a few out of all the nations, families, tribes, and groups in the earth, even out of denominational structures. God has chosen a small little troop of people who he will raise up as a giant, who will walk this world in bodies of light and glory. The little pool of water, separated from all the other waters in the earth, becomes the living waters which will never perish, living waters which formed from the falling of the latter rain, waters by which the Lord did establish the promise of his appearing, waters that cannot mingle with worldly waters or religious waters, but waters of a small, insignificant pool which were cast aside by everyone else in the natural element of creation. It is through these that humility is perfected, and the Lord will first appear. Bartholomew witnessed the miracles Jesus did. He saw the raising up of four individuals from the dead, beheld Christ walking upon the sea, was present in the ship when he stilled the storm. He saw Christ's passion and his crucifixion, and Bartholomew also witnessed Christ raised again from the dead. But most important, he was present when Christ ascended to the right hand of God. Bartholomew represents to us a portion of the foundation wall of the New Jerusalem, which is not just humility, but rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. For one cannot have humility without rest, and rest without humility. When you humble yourself, you can rest in Christ in that perfect place wherein nothing will ever harm you. There is a greatly desired place in Christ. Few there are in this world that find it, and that place is called rest. Bartholomew found that place when he found the living Christ, and you too, dear overcomer, find it when you decide to humble yourself. You can enter into this rest, for it abides and remains for you, and nothing will take this rest from you. That is why I liken humility to a portion of a fruitful walk. The end is rest. Rest from works, effort, ambitions, ego, and pride. Rest from trying to figure out whether or not I qualify for God's greater things. Do I have what it takes to overcome? Do I have the faith needed to carry me through my life unto the coming of Jesus? Those issues fall away and die when you enter this realm of humility, for the fruit of humility is perfect rest in all areas of your spiritual life. Ask yourself this question: am I at rest in the Lord in every area? If not, then more humility is needed. If you are at rest knowing full well that he will come and join you to his army, then rejoice in that rest and in the comfort of his love through the fellowship of suffering. For rest is now the main fruit of your spiritual life. All this works by humility, and all this is represented in Bartholomew, who wrestled in prayer under the fig tree, but then found Jesus as his answer. Dear reader of these lines, you are not disqualified from walking as one with Jesus if you are willing to be humble. If you are willing to be of this lesser, cast aside, despised, and rejected pool of water, if you are willing to be the off-scouring of the earth, one who is not accepted, does not fit in, does not try to fit in, you find no pleasure in politics, religion, or the earning of wages. You find no value in anything of the nation you live in, other than the fact that your faith can rise above it all. This is the humility that comes from a life lived in abandonment to the Lord Jesus alone. The only time you disqualify yourself from coming into the full rest of the Lord is if you stand in pride over your calling. Instead, know that without him, you can do nothing. Take then to yourselves the desire that was in the heart of Bartholomew, and pray for the humility needed to come through this tribulation that is about to come to this world. Pray for this partaking of the fruit of his Spirit in you, that you not miss it by a wrong decision of your mind, which decision is to not be humble. Take one step towards the Lord this way. He will do the rest. Draw nigh unto God, and God will draw nigh unto you. Be caught up in the desire of your hope, and that is for Christ to be found in you in fullness at his appearing. Rejoice in rest, knowing this full well, and rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, even in the midst of your horrendous suffering. For nothing you bear now in humility will be lost unto you when the Lord appears, for it is his fullness with no measure which will be your reward. Bartholomew followed Jesus all the way. You can do the very same. According to historical accounts, Bartholomew was martyred by the Parthians of the ancient world. In even this, he was counted as faithful. So will you be counted faithful, that you too can enter such rest, and know full well that it matters not what becomes of you, only that Christ be fully formed within you in perfect humility, and that you will be found hid in Christ, in God. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.